Amid the rubble from February's devastating earthquakes, Mehmet and Nadim try to make a living. Turkey's economy has faltered in recent years. But despite the hardships, many people's loyalties have not shaken. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's AK Party appears to have maintained its popularity in traditional strongholds in southern provinces.
I won't vote for anyone apart from the AK Party. My grandfather and father were members of the party.
On Sunday, the party that has governed for 2 decades faces its toughest election challenge yet. There are 9 million voters in the earthquake-affected areas. In the aftermath of one of the worst disasters in modern Turkish history, many blame the government for its initial slow response and accused it of ignoring building safety standards, but not in Erdogan's electoral base.
I will sacrifice myself for him. This natural disaster was a test from God. Erdogan did what he could, and people should be thankful. I am, even though I'm living in a tent.
Millions of people lost their homes. Erdogan has focused much of his campaign on promises to rebuild within a year. But here, in Hatay, one of the worst hit provinces, many say they were and continue to be ignored.
When there were floods in Urfa after the quakes, everyone there was compensated. But since the quakes, nothing was given to Hatay. They only focus on those who vote for them.
This is an opposition stronghold.
In Turkey, voting behavior has a lot to do with ideology, political affiliation, and loyalties. The state of the economy and the handling of such a disaster will have little impact on a decades-old fault line.
In simple terms, there are secularists and those who welcome a greater role for Islam in public life. And Turks, not just in these quake-devastated areas, tend to vote along party lines. Sana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Southern Turkey.